This is the Recycling, Scrap Metal, Commodities, and Economic Report, March 25th, 2024. U.S. weekly raw steel production fell slightly to 1.71 million tons on somewhat steady U.S. manufacturing. U.S. steel mill Wall Street stock prices remain near record highs. WTI crude oil price fell to $80.63 a barrel. This was on a possible Gaza ceasefire coming, but there are low gasoline inventories, which could raise prices. U.S. weekly crude oil production was steady at 13.1 million barrels per day, near the all-time record. The U.S. is maintaining being the number one oil producer in the world, and the U.S. is the number one exporter of energy in the world, and that's while refilling the U.S. Strategic Oil Reserve. The U.S. weekly oil rig count fell to 509 on near the record production with less rigs, so great productivity per well. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $325 a gross ton on steady global steel production. Hot rolled coil steel price rose to $41.61 a hundredweight, which is $832 a ton on slow but steady U.S. demand. Copper price fell to $4 a pound despite reduced Chinese production and hopes of higher demand. Aluminum price rose to $1.05 a pound, which is $23.13 a metric ton. Unlike copper, there is higher demand. Chinese January-February industrial production expanded by 7% versus last year. Computers, communication equipment, and motor vehicles grew the most. U.S. March NHAB Wells Fargo Housing Confidence Index increased to 51, the strongest in 8 months for builders. This was on a lack of existing inventory that was driving the move to new homes. U.S. February existing home sales soared 9.5% to 4.3 million annualized, but still very low. Lack of homes for sale helped drive the price increase of homes up 5.7% versus last year. U.S. February industrial production increased 0.1% from January. Manufacturing, which is 78% of production, rose a strong 0.8%. Utilities decreased 7.5% due to the warm weather. U.S. initial unemployment claims fell to 210,000, with, remember, 300,000 and below being a good economy. A tight labor market has been causing salaries to increase faster than inflation for the past 10 months. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 761 points to 39,476, hitting new highs during the week. This was driven by the Federal Reserve increased its growth forecast for 2024. They also stated they are targeting 3 interest rate cuts this year. Roll-off trailers by Bentley. Tandem axle to 8-axle, 154,000 GVW roll-off trailers. All heavy-duty and robust, but optimized to carry the most weight. We have a broad product line to meet your needs. Call us for a quote at 734-722-8100. This report by Greg Brown is brought to you by Bentley Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, Cross Car Trailers, Luggage Trucks, Roll-Off Trailer Parts, and Roll-Off Truck Parts. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.